Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 188 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for September 4th is assess where you are in the context of achieving your dreams. How do love and character fuel your drive to pursue your dreams? Rate yourself concerning patience and persistence on your journey. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of pursuing your dreams. You might notice that in today's challenge we mentioned character as well as patience and persistence, which are most often considered character skills. Yet we are discussing the fundamental of pursuing our dreams, rather than the fundamental of growing character skills. The reason for this is that there is some interrelatedness among all the fundamentals of success. I like to think of the fundamentals creating a wheel, like an old wooden wagon wheel. Each mindset or inside fundamental represents one of the spokes of the wheel and connects the inside hub, or our story, to the outside or action fundamentals that make up the rim of the wheel. All of the fundamentals are connected and work together to give us the momentum of moving forward on our journey of writing our own story. So two of the things we need in order to pursue our dreams are love and character. They can provide the fuel that we need to keep us moving. That love may be for a certain job, hobby, or activity, or it may be for another person or a group of people. The love we have burns within us and motivates us to take action for something outside of us. And just like we all may be born with some type of natural talent in one form or another, I believe we are all born with natural tendencies to be stronger in certain character skills. Although we can always improve and grow our character skills, whether they are currently strengths or weaknesses, we might be naturally caring or empathetic, or we might have a natural inclination to be hardworking or courageous. As we assess where we are at in the context of achieving our dreams, we need to take some time to reflect on the love and character we possess and exactly how they can help fuel our drive to pursue our dreams. And if love and character can provide the fuel, we also need to make sure we have patience and persistence, because without them, we may make the choice to pull off the road when it doesn't look like we will be able to achieve our dreams. As we talked about on yesterday's episode, not everything happens according to our own timeline. Our dreams usually take longer than what we expect, and they usually require us to dig a lot deeper and really test the limits we think we have for ourselves. The story of Maury Wills proves just how long it can take and how deep we really have to dig to achieve our dreams. Wills was a talented baseball player, but his hitting was not good enough for him to get to the major leagues when he was first signed with the Brooklyn Dodgers. He went to the minor leagues, and he announced to his friends he would be in the majors within 2 years playing with Jackie Robinson. But his prediction did not come to fruition. He stayed in the minor leagues for 8.5 years. It wasn't for lack of effort. He was practicing hard, but he definitely needed a strong dose of patience and perseverance. And how many of us would keep working at something for 8.5 years when we still weren't achieving our dreams? Finally, after 8.5 years, the Dodgers shortstop broke his toe, and Wills was called up to the majors. Defensively, he was ready, but his hitting was still not where it needed to be. He worked with one of the coaches for several hours a day beyond the normal practices. Wills was ready to give up, but the coach wouldn't let him. He had made the physical changes he needed to, but now he had to make the changes to his mindset. Eventually, it all came together. He started to hit, and when he started to get on base, it allowed him to use his speed to steal bases and create a distraction for opposing pitchers. By the end of his major league career, Maury Wills had broken Ty Cobb's stolen base record, and he was voted the most valuable player of the National League. So how about you? Where are you currently in the context of achieving your dreams? How do love and character fuel your drive to pursue your dreams? How would you rate yourself concerning patience and persistence on your journey? One of the things we can do to help us in this regard is to not have preconceived notions of when things should or shouldn't happen. Several of the events and moments in my own life that have been the most crucial and helped me progress the most on my journey were actually ones that I was totally not expecting. I wasn't necessarily looking for a change, but instead was focused on my current task and performing with as much love and character as I could. As John Wooden once said, sometimes the best way to achieve your dreams is to ignore them. And like Maury Wills, simply putting our head down and doing the work without looking up to see if we've made it to our destination, according to the timeline we set on our calendar. As teachers and coaches, one of the things ignoring our dreams can do is focus on the work we do with our students and athletes. It gets rid of all the other stuff about trophies, awards, positions, and titles, and narrows in on the important work of touching the hearts of the young people in our classrooms and locker rooms. So while we pursue our dreams, let's make sure that we also do what's necessary to increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.